the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
If you're a dog owner, your dog is, in almost all cases, your best friend. I know some people are like, well, dogs are there to keep people away on the farm or whatever. But most people, dogs are your best friends. And so if one goes missing, that's trouble. And that happened to this very nice lady who joined us a while ago. Now, some of us know her as Joe's mom.
I think we need to let this song breathe a bit.
But she has a name. It's Patty.
A-T-T-Y. Patty. Patty. A-T-T-Y.
It's quite impressive, really.
Well, yeah, this is from Joe's Fun With mom, Names. Songs, Volume 6.
Volume 6?
By the guy, quote, who the guy who sings your name over and over. This is the Patty song.
Well, it's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, let's welcome this very P-A-T-T-Y Patty
yes.
in. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That
How are you?
That song is ridiculous.
You can use it as
oh
your ringtone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you like that song better or worse than this?
P double umpkin, P double I.
P double umpkin.
No.
Well, she loves that song.
Oh, my God. Memories. You still have that.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing ever goes away here.
Yeah. No. Well, now that it's fall, we're
it
getting
comes
into
out every Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're getting into P double umpkin weather.
It's yeah,
so excited,
yeah.
right?
There is, I know.
There is no dead
right.
horse that can't be beaten on this show.
Oh no,
P double umpkin weather.
And there's
That's
nothing.
What they say.
Yeah, you were ahead of your time, and now everything is P double umpkin spiced. So yeah. You were
oh,
right to worship
yeah,
the
totally.
P double umpkin.
That's been passed down through our family generation to generation.
Yes.
Don't you wish your little Joey would pass it on to someone?
I'm going to. I'm doing it now. I'm passing it on to more people than I've ever it's been passed on to before.
I'm talking about loin fruit,
That's
Joe.
True.
Babies.
I consider the audience to be my babies.
That's the only baby you should ever have.
Oh.
That and Clarence.
Roasted. I like to think I've done
Don't
fine with Claire.
Don't pass those jeans along.
I do sometimes think that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, well, to quickly, yeah, kind of catch people up, was it 2 weeks ago that, or three, that you took Jackson, your dog? What kind of dog is Jackson, other than a little one?
He's a little rescue mutt. He's poodle, shih tzu, and 50% who knows what. They
okay.
don't know.
Okay.
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 So, yeah, he...
But it was less than 3 weeks ago because I've only had him back for a week.
So you
and he
took
was missing
him...
for about 4 days. Yeah,
wow.
That's okay. Yeah, this thing is tiny. You had him at doggy daycare, doggy boarding.
Yep.
Your first time ever leaving him at any place.
Well, he'd had half days a couple of times, but rarely.
But overnight,
has he been left. No, never overnight, and that's because we of our. Family celebration. I couldn't leave him with Katie, your sister, as you know. And so I did. He had been at this place just briefly. It was my second choice. And so, yes, I did take him there. And I picked him up the next morning. I came there right when they opened, and they were already out looking for him.
He was gone because there
was gone.
Yeah, a gap in the fence.
A gap in the fence, big enough for a 12.5-pound dog to get out of. He was left alone, unsupervised, and he has a lot of anxiety, separation anxiety. So I think he got scared and split.
Mm. Wow.
And yes.
I can't imagine
Bad.
What it's like to get there and have them say, oh, we're just out looking for your dog.
Yeah.
Because we lost it. That's
I
a
was
terrible
in shock.
Feeling.
Oh, my God, yes. I went into shock. I really did, but... What are you gonna? I don't know. It was awful.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Was your first question okay? Well, what the hell do we do next? Yeah.
What are you doing to remedy this?
what's even more stunning is when the owner arrived and said, I have no idea what to do. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Find my dog.
Yeah.
Like this place.
Yeah, I mean.
For a place that's been taking care of dogs for, you know, over a decade, there would be like a plan.
17 years.
That's unbelievable.
Well,
not only that there would be a plan, but also that they would recognize that they had a gap big enough for a dog to go through.
Yes.
At the place watching dogs.
And, total negligence. Mm-hmm. Total negligence for sure.
And a lack of empathy. Like it seemed the way you've told it to me. There was nothing. There was no, they weren't doing anything. It wasn't like till 2 days had passed before they had even posted anything on their Facebook page or gotten the word out. I'm assuming
they were trying. Yeah. The owner was trying to keep it quiet for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't want to look bad. Yeah. You don't want to ruin your business because, you don't want to ruin your keep dogs safe business by announcing on your advertising methodology that you lost one of the dogs.
Right.
I can see why she might drag her feet. But
This is an emergency. You have to put that aside and go, oh, my God, we have to find this dog that, there's like a forest preserve nearby where coyotes have become more prevalent, and it's, sandwiched between the busiest of busy roads that aren't expressways.
Yeah, it's an industrial area in Addison, Illinois, and he did hang out in that forest preserve because there were sightings of him running in there. God. And, it was dangerous.
And so you guys were the only ones to start putting up posters and looking for him. The owner claimed that she was paying people overtime to, stay out looking for Jackson. And that was not the case at all.
Mm-hmm. Nothing she said was really true. She said, I guess they kind of bragged that they put up 20 plus posters, but my old sister and old me in our 70s put up 150. So I wasn't impressed.
20's not enough.
No,
it's not that many.
No.
And it was, it was like a
dog. And
they
didn't put one on their door. They put them on doors everywhere else, but not, they didn't have one on their door. So I stuck one up there.
So
I think that's fair.
Yeah. And
a lot of people, when Joe shared the story, were initially suspicious of Joe because he had talked about how that dog was eating up his inheritance a couple of times.
His giant inheritance.
So how did you get the dog back? Because Joe's been telling us it was really an amazing twist of fate, but he hasn't told us the rest.
It was an amazing twist of fate. Well, since the owner was useless, my friend helped me find a dog tracker. There's a volunteer organization, Lost Dogs of Illinois, and they track missing dogs, and they have a methodology, and they go from sightings. They have cameras they put out, but also they go from sightings of the dog, and they map out where his movements. And one sighting took him 3 miles away, and she immediately sends you to that place to put up flyers. And we were down there, and I had to make a phone call, and just by coincidence in this parking lot, she put up a flyer. And a mail truck came by just at that moment, and the mailman said, I saw that dog 2 hours ago.
And this is four days after his initial escape?
Yeah.
And
it's 3 miles
away. 3 miles away.
Okay.
3 miles away. Yep. Yep.
Wow.
And he drove us over to the spot. And he said it was a McDonald's dumpster, so I guess that's where he was eating, and the dog.
He's loving it.
And he, and he pulled away and said, good luck, I hope you find him. And Nancy and I just sat there for a minute, and I looked up, and Jackson came out of the bushes.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's
incredible. Just like, oh, my God. She didn't believe me. I said, Nancy, be quiet. He's here. And she didn't believe me because it was just so weird. So he came over to the car. She scooped him up, and he was covered with burrs and tired.
Oh,
yeah.
Aww. Did you cry like a baby? Because I would have.
Oh, I would have wept.
I would have cried like a baby.
You know what? It's weird. I cried more before, but Nancy and I were so stunned that this happened. We were just like, are you kidding me? Wow. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And yeah. In between that, they put a crate out with like some of my mom's clothing and like food and some of his things. Mm-hmm. Someone stole the crate.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you caught a guy.
So someone stole the crate.
Or the camera picked Joe up in there eating all the peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. She also had calls from scammers.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. People are scumbags.
I've got your poodle dog.
Your poodle dog.
Yeah, I had heard
it was locked in a warehouse somewhere on the east side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was getting really nervous. I didn't think you were going to get your dog back at all.
The two days where there were no sightings, I had really deep, dark thoughts. I was scared.
I'm sure. I mean,
really
yeah,
scared.
Terrifying. But yeah, all those
he
things.
Crossed,
Go
yeah,
ahead.
He crossed a street, 6-lane street, at least twice, according to sightings. So I don't know how he's alive, but man.
Yeah, lucky the mailman, like at that moment, saw Nancy putting a poster up.
You're lucky that he ran up to you, that he actually came over too, because you hear so many stories about that, where like the dog's scared or spooked or whatever, and they've just been out for so long, and they run at any sight of a person.
And he's already emotionally crazy and jittery, and terrified.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually hesitated. He looked at us and he came very slowly to the car. Mm. So yeah, he was hesitant, but then. It ended very happily.
He recognized you as the better alternative to dumpsters and burrs.
Yes, exactly.
On the other hand, as a child, if you had dropped me off at a McDonald's dumpster and said, have all you want.
He would have never come back to you.
Yeah.
You'd have gotten close to him and he'd have been. Yeah.
Same mom, two different methods.
But, yes.
Yeah.
So where is the dog now? Did you take it in for doggy daycare today?
Yeah.
No, the dog is glued to me.
I bet.
And I'm glued to him for a while. I don't know how we'll ever. I mean, there's definitely going to be some repercussions.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Patty, did they pay for the dog search people? I guess they were volunteers. So you don't pay them, but. Geez, you'd think they'd do something.
They said they wanted to make a donation, but and pay my. Quote expenses, but
and the more also the more my mom talked to like people around that area and people who were responding to Facebook posts and so on and so forth and employees there, it turns out it seems like they're negligent often. Which was
I'm
sure
things.
I doubt if it was the first little slip of negligence.
Right.
Well, Patty, this is awesome story. We got a text from someone that said we were making them gag the other day at Blood Clot Talk, and now they're crying in the line at a McDonald's because of your story.
Oh.
Go to the dumpster. Look for a dog back there.
Free dogs.
Mom, thank you very much.
Patty. Yeah, good to talk to you,
Patty.
All
right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.